is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, May 8th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, right out of the box, last night, 11.05 p.m., Melissa Burke of the Detroit News came out with a story regarding Congressman Jack Bergman, 1st Congressional District's Chief of Staff, Tony Less. Tony has been running a political consulting firm and using his tax-funded House of Representatives pay structured in such a way so he can avoid having to disclose his business versus what he makes working for us as Jack Bergman's chief of staff in Washington, D.C. Now, the interesting part of this story, and I've known about this for years, we've talked about it on the radio, Tony Less and his political consulting firm worked for Matthew Denotter. Denotter has filed to be on the ballot for the August 4th primary in the 1st Congressional District against the current Congressman Jack Bergman and Justin Michael, who's been campaigning for 15 months, crisscrossing all over the district. Denotter owes Tony List's political consulting firm $97,000 from the work they did for him back in 2022 when he ran for Congress down in the Birmingham, Michigan area. Congressman Bergman even held a fundraiser for Denotter and was the keynote speaker. Well, after he lost, he still owes, this is listed on his campaign finance report, Tony List's consulting firm, $97,000. Never paid him from 2022. Do you think there's a possibility that they got Denotter to run against his good friend, Congressman Jack Bergman, in order to pay off this campaign debt from 2022? And to be able to watered down the vote for Justin Michael, the real candidate who's primary challenging Congressman Jack Bergman? Is that a possibility? Personally, I think it is. So we're going to have a conversation with Justin Michael, the real candidate running against Congressman Bergman, in the next segment. We're going to talk about specifically this story from the Detroit News and this lately Johnny-come-lately candidate, Matthew Denotter. Get his opinion, his thoughts, and is this a possibility that he is running to help the congressman win as a way to pay off his campaign debt? Got to connect the dots, people. Have to connect the dots. Short break. Justin Michael, the real candidate running for Congress in the 1st District. Short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is candidate running for the 1st Congressional District in Northern Michigan. Justin Michael is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. How are you today?
Well, I'm pretty I feel a sense of validation. I've been talking about Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff, Tony List, ever since 2016. I know the entire background of what's going on, but I saw it in the Detroit News last night, and I read the story, and I felt totally vindicated. And now we're finding out we have a fake candidate running in your race, Justin, who owes almost $100,000 to Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff from 2022 when he ran for Congress down in the Birmingham area. And I have to connect the dots and say to myself, is he now running against you to water down the vote to help the congressman get reelected this year as a political payback from a debt he owes the campaign consulting firm Tony List owns and operates? And I'm just connecting the dots and going, what's your thoughts this morning?
Well, the dots seem to connect in different areas. As I actually got this from the reporter who wrote the story. My name's listed in it because they reached out and contacted me and asked what my connection was to the congressman's staff and how the congressman's staff had treated me throughout this political process, which hasn't necessarily been the kindest. So as I read through it, it was a very interesting position to understand. And one of those positions is, should people who are working in the congressional office, and this is something that you and I have discussed in previous discussions, what are you doing in your congressional time? Are you scrolling Facebook and, you know, making your own personal posts? Are you using the congressional office as a way to advance your own personal agendas or to make money or to make connections? And this story kind of connects those dots. So essentially, a story came out that says Michigan Congressman's top aide defends what critics call shady side gig. So essentially, for your viewers who are listening and the people who tune in to listen to me speak on Friday, Tony List is the chief of staff for Congressman Bergman. And Amelia Burns is his deputy chief of staff. And they have a consultant firm called Right Way to Win LLC. And they choose candidates and help raise funds for candidates that run in office. And interesting enough, they listed all of the candidates in the first district that they help. Senator DeMoose, Parker Fairburn, Cam Cabot. They also helped Mike Rogers in 2024. When you start to see who gets Congressman Bergman's endorsement and assistance and who doesn't, it paints an interesting picture. People who use Right Way to Win LLC get the endorsement. Hence the Beau LaFave Dave Preston battle in the UP. The interesting thing, though, is if you work for the congressional office and you make over $150,000 a year, you are required to file annual reports on personal finances, assets, liabilities, and outside earned income, which is capped at $33,000 a year. Interestingly enough, Tony List and Amelia Burns both get paid under that $150,000 a year cap, but then get bonuses, which is considered other compensation on the line item, to nearly max out their congressional wage. So Tony List last year made $221,242 working for the congressional office, but his base pay was only $144,000 to keep him under that threshold. And then they gave him $77,000 in lump sum payments as bonuses quarterly to offset that, so he didn't have to report. And the same thing happened for Amelia Burns. She got paid $149,000, which is just under that threshold, and then got another $46,000 in other compensation. So essentially what they're doing is they're bypassing how much money they're making in consulting – by keeping their base pay under the threshold to have to report. So taxpayers can see where other assets and things come in at. And then they get paid bonuses through the congressional office to up their salary or make it more competitive, as they called it in the article. So you're just seeing another. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, hold that thought for 1 second. Obviously, there has to be cooperation. I would call it collusion between the congressman and his endorsements that he gives out and this political consulting firm that is run by his chief of staff and his staffer, Amelia Burns. This is obviously a coordinated effort, and I have a very serious question. This is violation of federal statute. There is actual laws on the book that says you cannot have a quid pro quo. You cannot basically sell your endorsements of other candidates while you are a duly elected congressman in Washington, D.C. And it's very clear to me from what you just described that, number one, they know the rules, so they are taking advantage of the rules, but it's a obvious violation of this statute. I don't know how or why they're not being investigated for this.
Well, I think that they do a very good job of legally keeping the distance between the two. You know, there's the buffer in between it. Well, it's not going through the congressman, it's going through our LLC. And this is, we're not, and he even says in this, he's like, we're not trying to get rich off of this. We're just helping people get elected in the district. The problem is it paints a really interesting picture. When you have the two people who are in charge of the congressional office underneath, it's not just Tony Liss and some random staffer. It's Tony Liss and the deputy chief of the office. So it's the two most powerful people in the office that are running this. And there's other people that have been associated to, you know, who we won't name just because we don't want to be, you know, liable for that. But when you're talking about multiple people in the office that are working under this and actively working to do it, because anyone who's ever been part of a campaign staff will know the amount of time, effort, and energy that is required in order to run a successful campaign. So you can't tell me that you're doing that at midnight on your own personal time after working a long day in Washington, D.C. But, you know, then there's the argument, are they really even working in Washington, D.C. because it doesn't seem like anything gets done in Congress. So it makes sense for them to be able to have that time. Obviously, that's a pun. But when you're looking at this factor, when you get these connections, I mean, if you think about this, let's just paint this picture. Bo LaFave signs with Jack Bergman, gets his endorsement, right? Well, sorry, signs with Tony Liss and Right Way to Win, gets Jack's endorsement. And then magically, a week or two later, he's in Washington, D.C., walking around with the congressman at the State of the Union address, taking pictures. Look at me. I'm Bo LaFave. I'm at the State of the Union with Congressman Jack Bergman. That's really interesting to me because no one else in the district has Ed McBroom ever got to go with Congressman Bergman to the State of the Union address, or any other person that's ever ran gotten a ticket to go to the State of the Union address. Magically, after that person signs up with your staffer's consulting firm.
Consulting firm.
Exactly.
And Justin, to be on point, clarification for those who don't know, state representative, term limited out, ran for state senate in the 38th Senate District, the western part of the UP, Ed McBroom, term limited out. Bo LaFave is a candidate to replace McBroom to be the next senator in the 38th district. And like you say, he signs up, he agrees to have Tony Liss, Bergman's chief of staff consulting firm, run his campaign. And then next thing you know, like you said, he's, you know, sitting with the congressman in the State of the Union I mean, this is just, are they getting money from these candidates? That's my first question. The answer, of course, Justin, is yes. They pay them, or at least get billed to provide services for them. The other opponent that just filed signatures to be in this race still owes them $97,000 from 2022. But now all of a sudden he's running against Bergman. I mean, is he paying off his campaign debt from 2022 by being a fake candidate to hurt you in this primary?
I mean, we've discussed this and talked about this when it first came up. Makes no sense. I mean, he tries to say he's got all the support, and he shows up to meet and greets, and there's three people there, and most people are like, we've never heard about you. He's running advertisements. Those advertisements are done through the same company that produces all of Congressman Bergman's advertising. All of his digital media, the background drops the same, the editing is the same. Anyone that's been in marketing and media can see the parallels to those two campaigns.
Sure.
So you never know for sure, and I don't want to talk poorly about people. Everyone has the right to run for office, but when your wife is registered to vote in Oakland County and your daughter attends school in Oakland County, and you randomly came up here and changed your voter registration 3 months ago to be able to run in this district when I have been campaigning for 14 and a half months or 15 months, 13 months at that time, hard as a grassroots candidate. Why would you come in as another grassroots candidate after all that momentum's built unless you wanted to take votes away from me? And yeah, given your exactly. history, given your history and the information that the Detroit News found, that's a significant allegation. I mean, I understand it's dirty politics, right? They're probably smiling and listening to the radio show right now. But the reality of the situation is, if you're concerned about someone beating you, you bring in the Trojan horse to take votes away. That's sure. politics 101, because we're mm-hmm. competing for the same vote. And if Jack Bergman and Justin Michael were the only people on the ballot, Jack Bergman's got a significant problem, because we've gained a lot of ground in this district. And you'll see that Jack Bergman knows he's got a problem, because he changed his logo to match mine to confuse people early on. And now that didn't work. And insert another candidate who owes your staffers a significant amount of money.
Absolutely.
It looks pretty fishy.
Yes, it does.
So no matter what you say, it looks pretty fishy.
Speaking the truth, getting the information out there. Justin, people want to help donate to your campaign to pay for gas, traveling the district. What's your campaign website?
JustinMichaelForCongress.com. That's JustinMichaelForCongress.com. Trucker Randy, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for always being supportive. I love being on your show on Fridays. It's a beautiful sunny day. Hopefully it warms up here soon. Getting pretty sick and tired of the freezing mornings here in Northern Michigan.
Yes, sir. Well, you stay safe out there, Justin. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Take care. Be safe. God bless.
God bless you. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.